This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
A nasty movie, but on the speaker, eh? Oh, this is a chess player we dealing with. Out of this. Bro, rogue the production. People a fast one right there. What's up, all the mini baroque? People a fast one right there. Snap election, he wanna control it. People a fast one right there. What's up, all the mini baroque? Well, a fast one right there on the speaker, but the speaker can hold it.
Run things run
he
wide.
Needs to take his time. It's our country that you are running. My, oh my. You say that it was the people's time. He pull a fast, he pull a fast, he pull a fast one right there. Speaker of the hustle, pro rogue, him out of there.
Good. Shaking your leg this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk, sharp, witty critique all day. I want to start the show by saying good morning to my guest this morning, Mr. Solo to the Google.
Google.
Yes, blessed morning.
Absolutely.
It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. I had to bring you in right at the top because I had to take a minute to sneak into Nahaja's show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Nahaja, I think Nahaja premiered the boy, premiered a song on her show yesterday.
Big up Nahaja.
Yeah, I just wanted the audience to know that they could connect to you today.
Yeah.
Especially to ask you questions, try tap in to this brilliance, right?
Because
this brilliance. I call you a very specific words
musical,
that I use.
Musical, political, satire.
Yeah, musical, political, satirist, right? That's what I think
it.
You. That's what I think you is.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get into the show, I give you an opportunity to define yourself and what it is you do in your own words.
Yeah.
Right? Because I said Chick Johnny. I don't mind me. Good morning and welcome to On the Clock with Aaron Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On this Good Friday, the 20th of August, 2021, On the Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And again, it's a Friday. That means today is a Culture Friday. Before we get into the show, I have a brief message for you about the Real Property Tax Forgiveness Program. Remember, you can save on your real property tax. Bahamian property owners can now take advantage of waivers on their real property tax in one of two ways. One, bring your account to zero. Two, get a payment plan. Offer ends August 31st, 2021. For further information, email rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs or call 242-225-5778. And that is a toll-free number. This message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Let me get these call numbers out nice and early. You could text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. To call the show, to ask Solo Made, where he get this brilliance from, how he know what song to choose, how he know what issue to hit on. You could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. In fact, what you should do is you should call him and ask him to make you a theme song. You see, there's a whole bunch of candidates out there. They late to the game. They dead late to the game.
Late.
I was telling them this from like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You late to the game for the 2022 election. A lot of them scrambling right now to get their own theme song, right?
Yeah.
But you see, a constituent like me, I can get my own theme song. When you come through my neighborhood, once you hit my boundary, you will hear my theme song playing. As a candidate, you can know exactly, see, as a candidate, you can know exactly what to do when you hear my theme song. Mm-hmm. You can know exactly what to expect and how to prepare yourself to talk to me. But before we get into that section, Solo Made, I got a couple of little housekeeping things I got to touch on.
All right.
Now, you could jump in at any time. Some of these things are so interesting. You may even have a song ready for it right now. So the first thing I wanted to point out to people is, y'all remember what happened yesterday? Oh, my goodness. We went from prorogue to dissolve to dissolution of the House.
Yeah.
We went from like a temporary suspension. Everybody put their badge up in the locker room and come back on the 22nd. Now, his boy put that back in the box in the coach office, right? That's looking at it as pure excitement. But I think we missed something. In all of that excitement yesterday, we missed something. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the FNM victory, first victory at the polls in 1992.
Ooh.
There's a 20th.
Serious thing.
Now, despite the inadequate or, you know, substandard grades in the national exams for mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people know and understand and like numbers. And I have a feeling the FNM, on their personal GCE mathematics exam, they did very well. Because it looked like they chose a strong number.
Yeah.
So like, I'm sitting here thinking, why would you prorogue the day before and dissolve the next day? Right? I say, is it just to stymie the speaker? Because proroguing didn't stop the speaker's play.
Right.
Right?
Still there.
Is it to erase all the bills and reports and thing that was on the table? You done spend $1 million on the marijuana report. Now, you know the people can tell you, don't spend no more money on the weed. And you ain't even gonna let us smoke it. Just leave it. Throw it back in the bush.
Yeah.
You done waste up all of that opportunity, right? And so I try to think, what is the machination? What is the, why? What's the reason? And then I remembered the anniversary. Mm. I was supposed to bring my book, 10-10, the Bible 10. Mm-hmm. I just see if it's some Martin there could help me understand this why, right? I think if anything, whether it is entrenched in the Constitution or not, the FNM owe us, the people, an explanation.
Yes.
As to what happened over the last few days. And we can talk about that. We got a month to hit the politics road. So we can talk about that. But the FNM owe the people an explanation as to why. And I can just leave you with one brief point before we get to this caller, Arlington. I can leave you with one brief point about it. Let me tell you why y'all owe us an explanation. Because voting doesn't, like, this process of voting doesn't belong to you, the political class.
Yep.
Y'all almost acting like this voting thing is y'all thing. And it's something you will let us do. Right? Like out of the good graciousness.
You get the privilege.
Right. You're going to give us the privilege of being able to vote for you. And for people who like to, when I say people, I mean politicians, right? For people who like to suggest to Bahamians that, you know, your power as a citizen sits in the booth, right? Like, you're very limited, but, whoa, when you vote, that's the most powerful thing you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You try to limit our participation in governance to going into that booth. And now look at what you're doing with our opportunity to go into the booth. You're treating it like it's a gimmick or a mechanism that you could use for your own personal gain or to further your own party agenda. And I sit there thinking, dear Lord, this one vote you give us, these people around here playing with it like a petty shop. You know them little children who've been dying, because that's all life is.
Yeah.
The process of dying, right?
Mm.
Who've been growing and waiting for their opportunity to participate in governance. almost 18, just turned 18, ain't had a chance to get to the registrars. Why would you do this?
Yeah, yeah.
To young Bahamians and new voters. I don't understand. Anyway, I was running on a little bit there because what are you to do? Ain't nothing left for you to do but run on. Callers, I'm coming to you in a second because we got to get this show going. I'm just going to share something I saw in the paper last night. It was amazing. It's amazing. The FNM chairman on August the 11th, 2021 says that the FNM have done more for women than I imagine all these other political parties is what he mean. Because he could, I don't know who, but more for women than who? Mm-hmm. Not women themselves, right? Yeah. Just once we get that out the way. I just wanted to say to the chairman, because it was the chairman that said it. Yeah. I want to say to the chairman, you want to prove that you're doing things for women, sir? Put feminine hygiene products on the price control list. First of all, put them on the price control list because women need them every day the same way that people need water. Right? And when I say women need them every day is a woman who needs feminine hygiene protection.
Yeah.
Right? Then take VAT off of tampons, pads, adult diapers, and baby diapers.
Now you're talking.
And then take duty off of them as well. Mm-hmm. You want to do something for women? And let's just start there. Let's just start there. That's all. We can just start right there. We don't worry about protecting them from sexual assaults left, right, and center, and sexual predation in the workplace, in government workplaces on top of that.
Yeah.
But I digress. Hey, Nahaja, I see why you use that word, because it's politics time. Another very important note, the Ministry of Health received 38,400 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine yesterday. So if you are inclined to take the vaccine, know that there is a third option that is now in country, and the government said that they would indicate the rollout of that third option as soon as they hit the ground. So just know that people are waiting for that. And I think that's it. The only other thing I could say right now before I go to the phone lines is this. Is it really time to be focusing on an election? Couldn't we be diverting these resources to fixing the healthcare system?
Which is key.
Right. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, I saw the FNM and the PLP mobilize their troops like they were in an actual war. And I thought to myself, what if they had mobilized those troops to engage in testing initiatives in their constituencies? What if they had mobilized those resources for temporary housing or rental assistance programs or temporary employment programs, right? Or child care facilities and programs. Imagine how easy it would be for you to get my vote if you spent your time and your energy doing things rather than putting signs up in the road.
Sign all day.
Anyway, Arlington, let's go to this first caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, top of the morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
I'm very well, thank you, and good morning to your, I believe, what, is he Emmy award-winning by this stage as yet?
He is the street award-winning, the streets know him.
By now, surely.
Yes, sir.
So I was wondering, maybe if you've got, like, an album coming out of, like, election greatest hits, like Minister You're Gone Be, or, like, Renwood, Why You Like Slapping Up So Much?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, if it's allowed, can you maybe say how to get in contact with Solo? So
yeah, man.
Maybe I could approach him on, like,
Solo.
Yeah, that is no problem. 525.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, guys. Have a lovely day.
All right. Share it right now.
Yeah, the number is 525-1677. What's up, our straight call? Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Say, what, Renwood Wells? No slapping up?
No slapping up, eh?
Boy, look here. Listen, Renwood Wells, good morning, sir. How are you? I just want you to remember how masterfully your leader distracted the entire country from what has become one of the biggest issues the FNM has ever had to deal with, which is the collapse of the healthcare system. I think you should thank him for his testicular fortitude to shift the focus from you.
That's a big word.
Yeah, he even couldn't shift it. Because we just waiting for you to put your resignation letter in, you know. That's all. We being polite. Somebody asked me the other day, why you ain't even mention Renwood Wells' name? And I told them, LOI, do believe that this boy can do the right thing this time.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. Another caller, you on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning. How you do?
You got my second. Good morning, friend. How you doing, sir?
Morning. Everything blessed with you.
It's Bunk Anita. Yeah, this guy is second to my wish up in the morning, you know.
Bup.
Watch it.
Yeah, man. I after I do my wish and praise,
yeah,
I go on WhatsApp. I look forward to him.
Awesome.
Every time an issue come up, I say, oh, what my body's going to come out with this time.
Yeah.
What new song? I believe you don't sleep.
Same thing here.
Because so many issues to talk about. Oh, we ain't need to talk about the mental health no more. He's going to go on.
I got you.
He's going to go on to the prime minister, giving us our blessing, calling the early snappy election. He give me time to brush my teeth to go out there and vote.
You see what I'm saying?
He has called an early election. Wow, boom. Right on me. Now, what is going to say on Sunday, though?
It's another address on Sunday?
Yeah, you're addressing the nation on Sunday. For what?
There's plenty of addresses.
Well, I'm hoping.
Yeah, plenty of addressing. All you do is dress up all day.
Yeah.
Do a song on that. Dress up all day. Dress up all day, then store nothing.
Look here.
That's showing a bunch of soup, but what are you going to say, Aaron Gray?
No, I say that's a hit.
Yeah.
Because he should have been focusing on getting them Abaco people back to their address so they could vote. But they still spend their time dressing up.
They need a place to sleep in, Ragged Island, and those ain't get to school yet.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you going to talk about? But in the bridges, Don, I remember the deputy prime minister, he tell him in Parliament, boy, you can be opened up a lot of bridges around the 5 minutes of Ireland, calling. But I guess they try to overthrow him.
Ah.
And he beat them to the deal. I think the doctor wanted to be the prime minister and the leader before he go.
They
tried to overthrow him, so he outsmart them.
Okay.
It did what the former prime minister Ingram did. Ingram called a press conference, he bothered me, I called the election, so he did it.
Okay, thank you.
He take the coffee, take a pot in the
pull a fast one.
Fast one, yeah, that's too fast, though.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't see the play.
Yeah, that's too fast, my wheelchair and all.
Yeah. And look here.
Good gentleman, you do a wonderful job. Keep it up. Look forward to you. Remember the party. Look forward to you.
Yes, sir.
Every morning. And Aaron, you're good for my fame song, too. What you want to put? Aaron Green? The Green?
No, boy. As a chick, Johnny Catcher.
Johnny Catcher.
Tell your mama come fetch you. Don't get catched by the chick, Johnny Catcher.
That's right. I got to look for I'm going to look for yellow plums and canep.
Oh, it's all, hog plum coming now.
I'm glad you don't mention that.
I said, look here, you thought Inago was the best kept secret, eh?
Mm. No, but I got all the secrets. My hot sauce and that. Nobody know, but that hot sauce and that yellow plum.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, I put on one of my nieces, my favorite nieces on guard, though. She's printed to me.
Okay.
I put her on guard. She know.
Let her know that's her duty as a citizen of the country.
Her duty, citizen, a punk for the punk to eat up.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Punkin.
Look here, I gotta go though.
Have a good day. Hey, gentlemen, keep up the good work, man.
Yeah, man, most definitely.
I got you on my WhatsApp.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Man, Solo, the texts have come in for you right away. First text say, great show as usual. Tell your guests I can't wait to hear a song he come up with if Brave lose against Menace. Tell your guests to freestyle a song on the radio live. The topic is Brave lose again. Okay, and then it says, The texter wants a freestyle competition. Whoever wins, 50% of us still will be broke and COVID still around. Boy, text, I tell you what, though, humor is free. And that's what'll save us. Another text say, nice having Solo on as a guest. Mm-hmm. They say it's the 19th anniversary, not the 20th. So 1992 to 2021 isn't 20? I don't know. Okay, then. I ain't sure. And then he said, 19 versus 10. Don't be practicing Obey on this radio, man. These good people say it's still against the law for you to practice your indigenous African spiritual rituals and rites in your own African majority country. Imagine that.
My Lord.
Good morning, Aaron. 20th anniversary of the FNM's victory. Also, 3 days before Hurricane Andrew. Well, that's a vibe, too.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
That's a vibe, too. We ain't gonna crack no joke on that. The only thing we're going to say is that I think a lot of people are concerned about the decision to have the election now because it diverts resources from so many areas where it's necessary.
Yeah,
and one of those is hurricane prep.
Because we in it.
We deep, deep
in it.
In it. All right. Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get to these questions. So the first question is really, how do you hone your craft for young people who are interested in doing this? And like, it's political season, right? And like I say, I was being half facetious, but if you were a political candidate, and you don't have an identity that marks you as a, like, inside the party. How do I distinguish you from the other members of your party? And an identity that distinguishes you from other politicians, both of this contemporary time and of the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what you doing? What you saying? How do you do this, this thing that you do?
It's all about promotion and all. It's all about promotion, and it falls in line with marketing, you know.
Okay.
Like I say once before, passion. Passion is everything.
All right. You see, like, we haven't performed in a long time,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a part of an improv comedy troupe, right?
Right.
And when I was in the thick of it, like, when I joined it, one of the things I would do to practice my skill is I would take advantage of open mic nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I would perform improv, stand-up improv.
Right.
Political, right? So I would spend maybe a day. So from the morning of the improv, I'd be in the newspaper, on Facebook, looking for things that are popular, things that are happening right now.
Yeah.
And then I would sort of build a routine around that in less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Nice.
Now, a side element of that is that I always chat in foolishness.
Yeah.
When I go to the food store, I chat in foolishness. When I at the gas station, I talk, I crack in a joke.
You practicing, basically.
Right.
You preparing.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right? To the point where my colleagues, like in the advocacy world, my colleagues would be like, you always cracking joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, this is how improv artists stay on the top of their craft.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
always practicing it.
Always practicing.
How your family feel? Like, do you get on their nerves?
No.
You sure?
They like it.
Do you make songs about them? Do you, like, memorialize incidents
not,
and things?
Not
and they
really,
like...
you know. Not really. I mean, basically, all the songs, it all depends on what take place.
Uh-huh.
What take place in the country. And it ain't always political, too.
No, you know? Right.
It ain't
I
always
see
political,
that.
Too. Because one time, I don't know if you remember, when they had a fight, I think it was somewhere in the Grove, and they was fighting in this Rasta man yard. And he was like, stop pulling scene
yeah.
in my yard. Yeah, so I did a song.
Yes, and the maroon car.
Yeah, and she was dragging him
yes.
and everything.
Yeah. See, now, these things are important, right? Because that was an important discussion came up out mm-hmm. of that, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it were people who were like, why you just don't call the police, right? And then Rasta's like, Rastafarians are like,
yeah.
Rasta don't deal with situation.
Right. He's saying, don't put no sin in my yard.
Right.
Yeah.
That mean, look here, we do justice a different type of way, man.
Yeah.
And there were some really interesting conversations that came up from that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the funnest, like the funniest thing that you've done? See, because look here, I catch my mommy teeth in mango. Right? And the way I know she eat the mango is because she did get the belly.
Oh, and, get the belly.
And the way that I know she did get the belly is because she passed a little gas and it smelled like mango. But just your mommy, you can't call the police on her, right? She eat like three, four of my mango. You can't call the police on her. The other people in your family don't care. There's no restorative justice.
Yeah.
The only thing I could do is crack joke on her. I want to write a whole song and perform it at
clip.
Christmas dinner. Right? But how my mommy eat the mango wouldn't tell me and how I catch her.
Yeah.
Right? Do churches and sort of community groups reach out to you to to create work for them and things like that?
I haven't gotten much work from any churches like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because of COVID too.
Yeah.
So, but before, I mean, mainly everything what I do concerning music, a lot of persons outside of that arena will connect with me. Some persons who, you know, they may have a concert, they want to invite me to come and sing a few, you know, or they have an event, they want me to show up, stuff like that, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's sort of...
Oh, you saying the funniest song. The funniest song may have been Florida and Three Bird and One Goat.
Okay, so watch this. Been Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, let's look at that moment, right? And why I'm glad you did a song about Been Florida, right? Because that's our young friend who made a little video, say she's in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Broke people is go to Miami.
Yeah.
I's go to Florida, right? Now look here, plenty people made fun of that young lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was ready, if I was working in the Ministry of Tourism,
yeah,
right? She's going to be interning, a special 6-month intern special. Let me tell you why. And dear, this ain't no commercial for nobody except the Bahamas.
Right.
The first commercial I was busting off from the Ministry of Tourism was, only broke people is go to Bahama to vacation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I is go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Right? Like that was going to be the commercial. Only broke people is go to Bahama, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me? Pie like me? Yeah. I is go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Right? I was going to take that. And so I liked that you saw it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And made something positive of it, right?
Right.
Like, because, first of all, we got to stop tearing each other down just for entertainment's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we got to realize that there's opportunity, positive opportunity in everything that happens to
everything.
Us.
Everything. Just got to see it.
And believe in other people and love them enough to know that there's something positive they have to give the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the girl. And I really appreciate the people that reached out to
her. Yeah. She had a good opportunity.
Right, to help build her up, man.
Yeah.
And I hope she can appreciate that.
And I guess too, after, you know, persons was out there, you know, making her feel bad and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She situation ended up touching some people, and that's how her opportunity ended up reaching her doorstep.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's just a song that connects one person to the other person.
Yeah.
Right?
Most definitely.
Let's go to this call line. Sorry, if I had you waiting a little long. You're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dua.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Your puzzle, like you said, you have a lot of talent, you know. But, you know, I would like to see you use that talent to assist the social ills in this country, you see.
The socialists, yeah.
like Bob Marley did, and I think that will take you international.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you have comedians, and international comedians. They don't do the song, but you doing the song. You see, and that's been the problem with all of our Bahamian artists. You know, the KVs and the GNOD. They only getting that political thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and this is what keep the money out of their pocket. You know, and take away and doesn't help the people that really needs to help the poor man.
Right.
You need. I was saying that I'd like to see you do songs on the system.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not the political thing. That's our issue. That's our problem. You know, you deal with it livable wage, things like that, and you see access to healthcare, equal access. Politicians right. Going to Miami, the doctor, and the poor man can't go.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, things like that. When you do that puzzle, trust me, mark my word, you would be a billionaire. That's my view, you see. I have a musical background, my family have a musical background, you see.
Right.
And we have issues with speaking the truth to the power.
Right.
You see, we got issues of speaking the truth about the junk canoe we play. You know, the tourists come to see the John Canoe, man, the music, they have access to. The brass we play in the John Canoe ain't nothing. I mean, it's getting better, but it ain't too much. You see, it's the drums and the cowbells that they into, not the brass. So, in other words, our musicians in the John Canoe, it's a good thing that so many of them learning the music, but we got to help them. We got to turn them into some some jazz musicians or even some rake and scrape.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our music, our jungle music in a small band, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. We need to care at another level like the Cubans do and Barbadians do. They play, all of them play jazz. Jazz is like
the foundation.
Like said, yeah.
Pardon?
It's the foundation or like
right.
Solo said,
so
universal.
They need to get to the foundation and master that, and then the tourists would come to here and play the bass and not only the goat skin drum and the cowbell.
That's true.
And they won't see, they'd be laughing at them, you know. I'm telling you, I got a brother played with Jay Mitchell, Smokey, all of them. You know,
mm-hmm.
He played with all of them, and he's in New York now. And he could tell you, he will tell you the same thing I'm telling you now. We need to do the junkin' music. We need to do something with that on the stage band. They need to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they need to the use that just the beat alone. Remember KC and the Sunshine Band? That's the junkin' beat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Beginning and the end and all of them, that's the jungle beat, but we're not getting anything from it because our songwriters are not utilizing it. They're not having the message that the world can relate to. That's what got reggae going, the social construct of it.
That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I can tell you, though, don't put too much pressure on my boy to the Google. I already pressurizing him, right? But there's a balance.
Yes. Yeah,
but there's
a balance.
Also a responsibility for other artists to see their role. And this is one of the things I wanted to ask you is, don't mind me. I think the artist is the essential worker,
mm-hmm.
along
mm-hmm.
with the nurses and the teachers, the people who take care of those who can't take care of themselves, right? Y'all are essential to the functioning of society
mm-hmm.
and the functioning of governance, right? Because the artists help to communicate to the people. Right.
This is the bridge.
Right. So, and thank you to that caller, the caller earlier.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't forget. Don't forget, Bannister. You're supposed to be building bridges. Are these the type of bridges you could have been building?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, the one of the questions is, how do you see your role in society? Right. Like,
mm-hmm.
should we be figuring out a mechanism to support artists through some form of taxation? And it could be just like the scholarship system, right? Like you get a scholarship, but you have to come back and work for government. You're an artist, you could get a grant, you could get a stipend, but you got to make a product for tourism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
so you could do your own work, but you got to gear something on the side.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It should work something like that. I think, but like you say, and like we was agreed upon, the artists, the artist is the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because the artist have the air of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And all.
So would you say, like, if you had a chance to speak to your other artists, right? Because I can tell them, what y'all doing? Well, you don't see what Solo Mae doing? This is what we need y'all to be doing right now.
And sometimes I'd be like that too, because, you know, I wouldn't say it's a load on me or a pressure on me to always be the only one to do it.
Yeah.
Or to bring out a song about certain events that take place, because everything that I do, it ain't political, not everything.
Yeah.
You know, some things I speak my mind and my convictions on, you
know,
and collectively that's how some people feel as well, because that's how it started too. Like you say, with the bridge toll going up $2, it affect all of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that other artists need to get involved. It should not be where you're only doing music just for dance. You're doing music just to be played in the club. Should have some music also that relates to the people that they could, you know, listen to and be able to feel that you feel in the same situation as them. You're going through the same situation. Or you don't have to go through it. Just be a voice for the voiceless.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think politicians in particular underestimate the extent to which people need to feel like they're being heard and feel like they're being counted as a part of the whole and being paid attention to, you know? And that's what the artist provides for society. It makes people feel heard. And if you could hear that music in the background, that means it's time for us to go to a break. So please stay tuned to 96.9 FM and On the Clock with Aaron Green and Solo Mae. We'll be right back.
make it count this time. Census 2021 for your family line. You better get ready, it's about that time. So tell mama to be ready, tell it to the whole family. The rock that's up for two, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell below, mark it down on your calendar. Census 2021, this one's for everyone.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Census 2021 for your family line. You better get ready, it's about that time. So tell mama to be ready, tell it to the whole family. The rock that's up for two, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell below, mark it down on your calendar. Census 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Someone give me a big shirt with, say, Stephen on it. Ah, good. Cold, cold. Stephen had to come there and dog up the tracks. You're on your making fun of people's shirt. Yeah, Stephen say, behemoth aerodynamics. Everybody getting their foodie. Big shirt win, so talk that.
Stephen, show the world what he write. They laugh at him, say he got a big shirt. Stephen, so y'all can remember this. Now Stephen is a real gold medalist.
Take that.
Stephen, Ronnie race come first. When they saw that, all them old boys. Stephen, so y'all can remember this. Now Stephen is a real gold medalist. And they're off. 2 for 2, both the blocks.
Boy! Look here. And let me tell you why that song is so important, right? Because, you know, Bahamian women go to the beach in T-shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And we could outswim any shark in T-shirt, right?
T-shirt.
Or any man in the ocean trying to bite you, right? We could outswim you. Boy, look here. That's a classic, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And that moment more important to me than the gold, you know. Right, and there's a reference in there, I think, to a meme that I saw, or the front page of an article that I saw, where this Australian or British boy is like, check this boy out running in a T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, that's Bahamian aerodynamics. Nah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Man, that and then to hear him tell the story of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He missing leave his T-shirt, his uniform shirt, at the hotel.
Yeah.
And realized he couldn't get back for it. And let me show you something. That's growing up in the family islands.
You know that.
That's growing up on Moore's Island. See, when you treat your family islanders like they 14th class citizens, and you don't give them things like fire truck and bus, right, and tennis to go play sports in, they do the best they could do with what they have. And that is the epitome of the Bahamian spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That should be, and that's why that song is special, because that's the moment.
Yeah, that's the moment right there.
Right, that captures the joy. Okay, we got 1,000 texts here, but you wanted to talk about something in particular, I think. But I think it may have been how you capture your content, like, and how you find the music, how you decide what song to put with what lyrics and what song to put with what issue. Because like I was saying, with the Prorogue song, right? Although it's not Bahamian, like it ain't Rake and Scrape or Junkanoo. Yeah. See, my age group, like 45, 50 to 35 maybe, we know that song. We know that rhythm.
Yeah.
And we are old enough to have experienced sufficient elections to be able to juxtapose or compare this party, this what's happening right now, to what we've experienced with other parties in the past, right? So to hear that political message with that song, that's a vibe. Yeah, that's a banger. How do you know what fits?
All right. Well, first of all, it all depends on what's hot, what's in the now, what everybody talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I draw that. This could be a topic to sing on.
Yeah.
From it and establish that, then it's all about finding the right rhythm to address the song.
You have teenagers?
No, all my kids, they're young.
Wait till they get old enough to tell you, Daddy, what you know about this song.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't busting no tune, Daddy.
Yeah.
But look here, I got a text here that I think you will appreciate. It says, "Hi, it is strange how KB gone missing. KB and Solo is take out governments." And in the break, I was saying to Solo that I think it's important to note that while we are celebrating Solo's brilliance and that it needs to be celebrated, we can put a box around it. Mm-hmm. Solo is doing something that is a Bahamian tradition.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have a KB.
Yep.
Who is doing that. And then we got an Eddie Minnis from before then.
Yeah.
Who is doing that. And what's different about what Solo is doing is simply the time in which he's doing it. And his ability to move with the culture and understand how to deliver the music to the people in this new age and time.
Yeah, that's it. That's the difference.
How you figured that out? How you made that sort of transition from composing 3-minute or 5-minute songs to putting out political, satirical bangers? And when I say political, not just about politics, but the personal is political, right? Mm-hmm. Everything we do becomes political at some level.
Well, I figured that you don't need the song to be too long. You just need it to be sweet. You know, just have the meat there.
Yeah.
Once the right amount of meat is in the song, that's all you need. You don't got to be running on and trying to make it so long. No, make it short and sweet.
Bang.
And once it is short and sweet and it's to the point, then another good trait is that because I bring it out so quickly, it draws people to want to know what next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so you draw it, it's so sweet, and you draw them to the meat. Plus, you know, Bahamian DJ don't like to play more than 45 seconds of any song, right?
Yeah.
So if you's a Bahamian artist and you can't get the banging part in 45 seconds, like,
Then
the DJ gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And that's, I think that's a formula. That's scientific for this place here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I got some more texts here for you. What's your contact again, please, sir?
Contact is 525-1677. Email is solomusic, SOLOMUZIK, at outlook.com.
And give me the cell phone number again. Cell phone again,
525-1677.
See, you and the Bayous make cookies. Mm-hmm. I just have to tell your wife regularly. It's just business.
Yeah.
I will stay in your inbox. All right, another text there. Aaron, I love how Solo incorporates Bahamian reggae, R&B, and other genres of music and lyrics to his musical commentaries. It's awesome. And you know, I sort of want to reiterate that, right? For those of us that grew up in the 80s and the 90s, in the rhythm culture, right?
Yeah.
And then now for me, an old head, to find out that younger Bahamian artists have rake and scrape rhythms as well, right?
Right.
I love it. And they take in Jamaican rhythms and putting rake and scrape on it, right? Like,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
I love it. This song, the Pirogue, that beat, these things are so Bahamian to us, right? Like if you want to understand the complexities of nationalism, right? And that politic, like, 'cause I'm an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist advocate, right? If you want to understand the complexities, what I'm saying to you is, I can't tell the difference between a Bahamian and a Jamaican when that song come on, because that song has fueled the spirits of young people across the Caribbean.
Yeah,
and you can't separate us by nationality when that song come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And even, I can be honest with you, even a song like Boom Bye Bye is as complicated mm-hmm. as that, right? Mm-hmm. Because it, when I was young, even before I came into my sexuality, right? Mm-hmm. That was a song that I listened to and didn't even really pay that much attention to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so we got to be willing to sort of stretch and explore the ways that we have formed our identities around things, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's why your work is so important, because you give young people in particular opportunities and moments through which they could define, have opportunities to define and to redefine mm-hmm. their identities,
because
right?
Because it's there.
And this is something that young people growing up in, people growing up in Eddie Minnis' time mm-hmm. would have had. And people growing up in Ronnie Butler them
yeah.
time and KB time,
time yeah.
would have had these opportunities to redefine themselves through moments that are authentic, and they could connect through the expression of local artists.
Mm-hmm. It's a musical cycle.
Right. I know we are running out of time. I'm going to get to these texts. I want to give you one last quick sort of story.
Mm-hmm.
KB got a song called Raking, Scraping Space. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was young, I wanted to be an astronaut. And then I realized, Aaron, ain't no way you could be an astronaut, man. It's too late for you. Right? You, it's too late. The infrastructure's not in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But that song, Rake and Scrape in Space, remind me how Bahamians not just could be on the cutting edge of global developments, but how we already on the cutting edge of global developments. We see it in sports.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're dominating right now.
Right. We know it's in music.
Yeah.
Right now. And every day we see evidence of talented professional Bahamians across the globe shining.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shining. So we know. So like that song was an opportunity for me to redefine.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And to not feel, and to break free.
Not box yourself in.
And not to feel like I'm from a third world country and my identity is limited by what we can produce as a collective, right? Mm-hmm. Here in this place, and understand that we produce far more than the capitalist world thinks is valuable.
Yeah.
Right? When KB say the little boat roach already in space and homegirl already hanging up her clothes on the line on the moon,
mm-hmm.
I said, that's right. Right, that's absolutely right. So another person said, hey, great songs are done very quickly, like California Dreaming from the Mamas and the Papas was done in one night. Do you think the local music industry and the present contemporary popular culture, popular media music industry understands that and is prepared to shift in a way? And are Bahamians prepared to operate in that culture where you go out and you buy a song on iTunes, or you go out and you look for Solo Made and you buy his flash drive, you buy the latest hits?
I don't think we really getting that support yet from the populace.
Yeah.
I don't think we getting that support yet in terms of, you know, using your car to just buy a song for a dollar, because it only costs a dollar.
Right.
Mean? But people around the world already gravitate to using their card and spending money online.
Yeah.
You know, but I think we're getting there slowly but surely.
Well, I hope that we could have a sort of, since everything is kind of internal, right? Like we're not big enough to play with the big boys. But hopefully mm-hmm. Central Bank and one of these other companies could create a small platform just for buying music and small things like that, right? Where I could put a $50 on my account.
And be able to buy music.
Right, yeah. dollar with small fees.
Yeah.
That would be great. Now, Solo, we're running out of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So watch this. I think it's important. The Biden call election is a snap election. I want to tell the people, look here, the same way I can tell you, you need a theme song, you need to go find one boy like Solo Made, or find someone like Aaron, who been in Todd Catcher and the Spartans do improv. Mm-hmm. You need to go find somebody to help you get your message out quickly. But let me tell you why. It's COVID time, people. So, dear campaigners and politicians, mm-hmm. now is not the time to panic and start breaking COVID protocols.
You got to huddle up.
Right. Not too tight together either, and only five at a time, right? Now, all got to be vaccinated.
Right.
But this is the important point. You want to get your message out there as quickly and as safely as possible. So, I'm going to recommend that not only do you stay tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, but you give our sales team a call and let them know that you want to book some space or some time on the clock or on Unleash and the Revolution and Morning Blend. so you could get your message out to the people safely. And if I were you, I'd find a boy like Solo May to make you a theme song, because he can make me a theme song.
That's it.
Huh? And while we heading out of on the clock and heading into Unleashed, listen to this new hit by Solo, to the Google, to the world. And remember to go look for him on Saturday at Balmoral at 1 p.m. where he's performing his tributes to the great Stevie Gardner and Shawnee Miller.
That's it. Blessings.
In the 400. Don't be best in the world then.
That means we's the best in the world.
Preach, Bishop.
This what you call another one. Another goal.
Who are we? The best in the world. Who are we? The best in the world. Who are we? The best in the world. Shawnee win gold. Who are we? The best in the world.